Field Day. Traditionally run on Thursday, the one night of the week Marines usually dread. No, it's not the field day of play and sports like back in school. It's the term used to describe the weekly ritual of cleaning rooms in the barracks. Field day cleaning involves moving furniture, often completely outside of the room, dusting top to bottom, vacuuming, scrubbing, and waxing floors. Basically, field day is just another tool used by Marine Corps leadership to piss off and demoralize Marines on a weekly basis, reads the top definition in Urban Dictionary. If your first sergeant finds a speck of dust anywhere, you're screwed. What would you add to the list? Let us know in the comments.
The anthology includes one book of Christian epigrams as well as one book of erotic and amorous homosexual epigrams called the Mausopedike, the Boyish Muse. Real Sex Magic, one book, IIV. Don't abuse your ruse percent dollar caret and underscore equals. Metaphysical TV AZ Theater Podcast on Anchor FM, a podcasting host application available free.
Metaphysical TV AZ Milton Theater Podcast. Meanwhile, the adversary of God and man, Satan, with thoughts inflamed of highest design, puts on swift wings and toward the gates of hell, explores his solitary flight sometimes. He scours the right-hand coast, sometimes the left. Now shapes with level wing the deep, then soars up to the fiery concave towering high. As when far off at sea a fleet descried, hangs in the clouds by equinoctial winds, close sailing from Bengala or the Isles, a Ternate and Tidore, whence merchants bring their spicy drugs, they on the trading flood, through the wide Ethiopian to the Cape, ply stemming nightly toward the pole, so seemed, far off the flying fiend, at last appear, hell bounds, high reaching to the horrid roof, and thrice threefold the gates, three folds were brass, three iron, three of adamantine rock, impenetrable, impaled with circling fire, yet unconsumed, before the gates there sat, on either side a formidable shape, the one seemed woman to the waist, and fair, but ended foul in many a scaly fold, voluminous and vast, a serpent armed, with mortal sting, about her middle round, a cry of hellhounds never ceasing barked, with wide saberine mouths full loud, and rung, a hideous peal, yet, when they least, would creep, if aught disturbed their noise, into her womb, and kennel there, yet there still barked and howled, within unseen, far less abhorred than these, vexed Scylla, bathing in the sea that parts, Calabria from the horse Trinacrian shore, nor uglier follow the night hag when called, in secret, riding through the air she comes, lured with the smell of infant blood, to dance, with Lapland witches, while the labouring moon, eclipses at their charms, the other shape, if shape it might be called that shape had none, distinguishable in member, joint, or limb, or substance might be called that shadow seemed, for each seemed either, black it stood as night, fierce as ten furies, terrible as hell, and shook a dreadful dart, what seemed his head, the likeness of a kingly crown had on. Metaphysical Anchor FM Podcast Theatre.